Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Gaza authorities said an Israeli strike killed five Palestinian journalists outside a hospital on Thursday. The Israeli army said the five were Islamic Jihad operatives posing as journalists. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The Palestinian Journalists Union said that the journalists killed were from the Al-Quds Today channel. They were in a broadcast vehicle outside Al-Awda Hospital in central Gaza's Al-Nusayrat refugee camp. It added that more than 190 Palestinian journalists have been killed by Israeli fire since the war began in October 2023. Israel has regularly denied targeting news workers, asserting that it takes steps to avoid civilian casualties. Later on Thursday, funerals were held for the five men. Families wept beside shrouded bodies as prayers were performed before the burials. The mother of one of those killed cried for revenge, saying that there was no sweetness left. Medics said the journalists were among at least 21 people killed in Israeli airstrikes across the Palestinian enclave before dawn.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Aviation experts say that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people and left 29 survivors injured. Asked about the claims that the plane had been fired upon by Russian air defense assets, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that it would be wrong to make hypotheses before investigators make their verdict. Azerbaijan is observing a nationwide day of mourning on Thursday for the victims of the crash. The Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from Azerbaijan's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus on Wednesday when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear, and it crashed while trying to land in Aktau, Kazakhstan. This is VOA News. Thousands of inmates escaped from a high-security prison in Mozambique. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
At least 6,000 inmates in Mozambique have escaped from a high-security prison in the capital, according to the police chief. The escape happened as widespread post-election riots and violence continue to engulf the country. Police Chief Bernardino Rafael also reported that around 33 prisoners died and roughly 15 others were injured during a confrontation with the security forces. The escape from the Maputo Central Prison started around midday after tensions rose due to a group of protesters nearby. The police said that the prisoners then snatched weapons from prison warders and began freeing other detainees. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Finnish police say authorities detained a ship linked to neighboring Russia as they investigate whether it damaged a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables. It was the latest incident involving disruption of key infrastructure. Police and border guards boarded the Eagle S and took control Thursday as they investigated damage to the Estlink 2 undersea power cable that brings electricity from Finland to Estonia across the Baltic Sea. The cable went down on Wednesday. The incidents followed damage to two data cables and the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Both have been termed sabotage. A Nigerian military jet pursuing bandits bombed villagers instead. VOA's Christina Manenti reports.
At least 10 people were killed and several wounded when a Nigerian military fighter jet pursuing bandits in two villages allegedly mistakenly bombed civilians in the northwestern state of Sokoto on Wednesday, according to its governor. They added that the state will collaborate with other authorities to investigate the military operation that killed people in the villages of Gidansama and Rintua in the Surame local government area. There is widespread insecurity in northwest Nigeria, while a 15-year Islamist insurgency has plagued the northeast of the country, and gang and separatist violence affects the southeast. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
India's former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, widely regarded as the architect of India's economic reform program and a landmark nuclear deal with the United States, has died. He was 92. The hospital said Singh had been admitted to New Delhi's All India Institute of Medical Sciences late Thursday after his health deteriorated due to a sudden loss of consciousness at home. The statement added he was being treated for age-related medical conditions. A mild-mannered technocrat, Singh became one of India's longest-serving prime ministers for 10 years and earned a reputation as a man of great personal integrity, but his sterling image was tainted by allegations of corruption against his ministers. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.